And our lesson came from our Wednesday night lesson. For those of you that were here this Wednesday night, thank you for being here. You'll know that, because we talked about it a little bit, and I thought, that's a good lesson topic. And the more I start studying, I start thinking to myself, Don, have you planned on suffering this week? And I'm like, what? I thought to myself, what? And so I ask you, brothers and sisters in Christ, do you plan on suffering this week? Nobody, no. But guess what? Guess what? God's word tells us we probably ought to be planning on suffering. Now, God's word also tells us you're going to suffer for Christ's sake or you're going to suffer for your own sake. Everybody suffers. Just depends on what you're going to be suffering for and how are you suffering. Because these sufferings are experienced in our brotherhood. Our passage this morning even mentions, after you have suffered a while. What? First you got to suffer, then perfect, and then establish and strengthen and settle you. What's going to do that? May the God of all grace. Now I joined up this team to be happy. Sing and be happy today. I got that joy, joy, joy down in my heart. I'm saved. I have eternal life. But yet, I live in the flesh. And yet, there's times when I'm going to suffer. But we don't expect that, right? How many of us expect to go hungry this week? Nobody. Not here. How many of us expect to suffer? So when it comes upon us, woe is me, right? Stop. Make it stop. Make it stop. Well, what do you think an athlete says when the coach says we're going to run one more? Make it stop. What do you think when the coach says, here's what we're going to do today? Here's what you need to do to be able to play. Make it stop. Right? Here's what you need to do to be able to have this career. You need to be educated in this fashion. Multiple times, I believe, in the last 3 months, my children, Hannah and Lucas, have both said, make it stop. Homework. Homework. Right? That happens to all of us in our lives. At work. You got a list of things to do this long. And somebody comes in who's your boss, who might not be your boss, and they had all these on the top of your list. Make it stop. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm suffering. I don't want to suffer. I want every day to be Friday, 5 o'clock. But what I want and what reality is and what God tells us life's going to be about isn't the same, folks. So this lesson this morning, I'd like for us to look at a bunch of passages. There's a tremendous amount of them. This lesson was about 3 times longer and I whittled her down. So we're going to read some passages of Scripture and some of them I'll comment on. Some of them I'm just going to read them because the truth is so blatantly there. It'll convict us in our heart without some explanation. And so we remember sufferings. Folks are good. Jesus came down here and suffered and died on the cross for us. Led us by example. And in Matthew 16, it talks about Jesus here. It says, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea of Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said to them, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ. And from that time, Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, Far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me. For if you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. Folks, brothers and sisters in Christ suffer many things. From who? People he loved, people that represented God. That's going to happen sometimes in our lives. You shouldn't have to suffer. Not on my watch, Peter said. You know what? That's some love right there. That's just like us caring about our sister Monique praying this morning. We'd love, you know. Brother John reaching out for his granddaughter this week. We love these people and we know the power of prayer and we care about them and we don't want them to suffer. Jesus suffered many things while he was here, and he did it for you and me. Now, as they said these things, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, Peace to you. But they were terrified and frightened and supposed they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, Why are you troubled? Why do doubts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hands and my feet. And it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But while they still did not believe for joy and marveled, and he said to them, Have you any food here? So they gave him a piece of broiled fish and some honeycomb, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then he said to them, Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are the witness of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. It was necessary for Christ to suffer. We studied this last Wednesday night, that God had the power to save Jesus from suffering on the cross. He did not. Because God keeps his promises, and God keeps his word, and God said, This is the way that I'm going to save men from their sins. Jesus even asked, Let this cup pass from me. But not my will, but thy will. We're going to read in other passages in God's holy word this morning how we always would be choosing, folks, to suffer for the sake of Christ in the kingdom of heaven, or suffer for another reason. It's a tough thing for me to comprehend that I got to suffer every day. I do not want to suffer. I'll just be honest with you. I don't want to be a woe is me. I don't want to be a negative Nancy. Good thing we don't have any Nancys here today. I don't want to be a negative Nancy. A Downton Donald, okay? Debbie Downer, you know, I do not want to be negative. But to be realistic and say, I am going to suffer for all things for Christ. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer in his name. It's a good thing to suffer for Jesus' name. Jesus said to Ananias to go and meet the Apostle Paul, for I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. And boy, you want to talk about somebody that suffered for the cause of Christ, Brother Paul. Brother Paul, what a great example. Acts 26, it's written that the Christ would suffer, that he would be the first to rise from the dead and would proclaim light to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles. Jesus suffered for everybody. He didn't pick and choose. That's a tough thing for us. How many of us want to pick and choose? I'll suffer for my kids. I'll suffer sometimes. Sometimes I make them suffer on their own. Not Jesus. Jesus suffered for everybody. Jesus left us an example. Romans 8, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if we, indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. If indeed we suffer with him, we can suffer with Christ. How will we do that? For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. Folks, I'm glad that I know the truth of God says I'm living for eternity, and someday I'm going to be transformed out of this body of death. Now, I'm not ready to go now. I got some things to do. Okay? I got some preaching to do. I got a lot of people I love that aren't following Jesus. I need to help them. God has work for me to do. God has work for us to do. All of us. But no matter what we go through, folks, it's not worth giving up our faith for eternity. 1 Corinthians, it's written, and if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or, if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. We care about one another because we love one another, because Christ first loved us. The old wedding phrase, right? The weddings of the world have robbed God's holy word in this passage, but let's just, we always think about love. Love is kind. Love is patient. Love, love, love. But love suffers long. That's tough. I want my way. Ask my wife. Ask my wife. And you know, you think that's funny, folks, but you know, if you can't suffer the little things, like the trash being heaped up or having to take the trash out, okay? Or cleaning up after a pet, or making a bed, or putting your clothes away. If you can't do the little things, if you can't suffer through the little things to be kind and loving, when the big things come, it's a travesty. If you're not walking by faith in the little things, when the big things come, it's tough to rely on your faith because you're not used to walking in faith. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Our sufferings are easier when we are relying on our faith. Our faith is strengthened by sufferings. I don't like that either. I don't want to suffer. I'm not planning on suffering this week, but I should. I should expect that. God, what trials and tribulations and triumphs do you have for me each day? Not every day is a suffering, but I may suffer three or four times, and I may have three or four triumphs during the day. I need to be joyous and praise God in both those situations. Philippians, it is written, for to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. It's been granted to you. You're allowed, you're privileged, we are privileged to suffer for Christ's sake. To say no to sin. To be ridiculed once in a while. To be passed over because we don't participate in worldly things. It's a good thing to suffer for Christ's sake. God will reward you. Some versions say openly. Some do not. Continuing in Philippians, yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. Most importantly, we will suffer in all things, folks, and make sure our goal is to gain Christ. Gain Christ. Not to win. I know in athletics we want to win. We don't play to lose. Okay? Whenever Lucas and I get in a race car, we don't plan on losing. We always go there with the hope and the opportunity of winning. And we suffer a lot of defeats. A lot of bent parts, a lot of learning lessons. Lucas or I could run an 8-lap race and run every lap good except for the last lap and have failure. That's only 8 laps. And they're about 15-second laps, 16 depending on the size of the track. Okay? So add that up, right? That's 2.5 minutes. 2.5 minutes, you make one bad mistake, you destroy a car, you hurt somebody, you go from first to last, you know. Oh, Ricky Bobby, if you're not first, you're last. We got a poster at work that's over one of the copiers that says that. But anyways, maybe brought that to mind. But back to suffering, folks. It's just part of life. Every day, part of life. And how we handle that and walk through that by faith determines our character and how our faith is strengthened in Christ. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Now, if I said, how many of you want to know Jesus? Oh, yeah. How many of you want to know his power? Oh, yeah. How many of you want to know about the power of his resurrection? Oh, yeah. How many of you want to participate in the sufferings? Not so much. But God's word tells us we should expect that. We should glory in that. We should look forward to that. We should know that it's good for us. Not a better athlete than a Christian. Because we're used to suffering. We should be. We should be prepared for it. We should be walking by faith as we're doing those things. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I have learned how to suffer need. I've been able to control the flesh mentally, physically. I need to be responsible. God's given me this temple to house my spirit, our spirits. We should not let our flesh control us, folks. I mentioned, I think, last week about being angry. We know when little Callan is getting hungry because he starts letting us know that. Well, you know, he's going to grow out of that. I'm confident because his parents are going to make sure he does. But you know what? You ever sit in a restaurant and hear somebody complain? Where's my food? Next time you get bad service, just you're suffering. Folks, it's the little things we walk by faith in. If I can't forgive somebody for ineptness of bringing my food late, a little cold, a little doesn't taste quite right, go home, make it yourself. Save some money. Well, you know, walk by faith. Walk by faith when you suffer little things and big things. For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in a living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially to those who believe. We suffer reproach. Yes, to all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. All who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. It's going to happen. When you say no to Satan, there's a whole bunch of people that don't even know who God and Satan are, and they're just going to keep walking along. We got to walk by faith. For it was fitting for him, from whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Jesus has brought us salvation through sufferings, through his sufferings. I'm still amazed. I stand amazed that how great Jesus loved us so much to leave the most precious thing in the world and come down here to say, hey man, you guys got it wrong. I love you. I'm going to save you from your sins. Please follow me. This is what God really is. This is what love really is. Through sufferings. For in that he himself has suffered, Jesus, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. He's there for us. We are not alone. Never, ever, ever did Jesus say, I'll leave you alone. He said, I'll bring the comforter to you, to the apostles. He left us his holy word. He is there ready and willing to help us when we're suffering. Because he too. How many times have you ever heard a song, you don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like, right? And you feel that way. Tell your boss that. Well, you don't know what I got to do today. He don't care what you got to do today. He wants done what he wants done first. We're going to suffer. Now, you can suffer with Christ and with walking by faith, or you can suffer as a worldly person does. And go to a water cooler and tell everybody how you don't like the boss. And talk about the boss. Start pointing out the boss's faults. Not so with Christ. It's tough to suffer and keep our tongue, folks. But it's the Christian thing to do. It's walking by faith. It strengthens us to be in him. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. I don't know anybody here that says, I want to be dumber. Anybody? Let's raise your hand. I want to be dumber. I want to be dumber. Bob, it's too late for you. You're already there. Brother, I'm just kidding. I love you. I know that God's not done with you and you're not done walking by faith. We're not. We don't. We want to grow and learn and experience things and enjoy life. Woohoo! Remember when you're suffering, you're learning something. God says. And embrace it. Embrace it. Walk by faith. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he looked to the reward. Folks, thousands of years ago, Moses struggled with the same thing we struggle with in our lives. Rather to choose affliction with the people of God to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
I read that passage and I'm like, man, that's convicting. What a great example. Then it's nothing new to men.
We have to choose, just like Moses did. Walk by faith. Pleasure's a sin. Servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and the gentle, but also to the harsh. For this is commendable. If because of conscience towards God one endures grief, suffering wrongfully, for what credit is it if when you are beaten for your faults you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow in his footsteps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who when he was reviled did not revile in return, when he suffered he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on a tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like a sheep going astray, but now have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. For it is better, if it is the will of God, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, or as an evildoer, or a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. Our last passage this morning, the lesson is yours. Therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to the faithful Creator. Folks, when suffering happens to you this week, I pray you walk by faith. I pray that you pray about it. I pray you don't run from it, because you will be strengthened, as God's holy word has said. Remember our example, Jesus. He went through things like we are. We are not alone in our sufferings, folks. If you have not put yourself under the lordship of Jesus and had your sins washed away by being baptized into him, we offer that invitation this morning. You need prayers of the congregation, we offer that. If you're suffering with something that you need Jesus to help you with, there's no better time to make that right with him as we stand and sing the selected hymn this morning.